Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the Roman numerals in the chapter, The Doctor's Opinion, on page XXVI. We're going to unpack today paragraph 3, which begins with the doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol and then ends with many things for which we cannot otherwise account. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Rhonda R., the 12 traditions, Linda B., reading the text and support today, Shelley E., Dion R., and then Fran V. will grab up some newcomer names and get some sponsor contact information for you at the end of the meeting, and Lois P. will wrap it all up for us with some great announcements for things that are happening here at A Vision for You. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, is 18755, 18,755. And then this morning, 7 a.m. meeting, March 31st, Thursday, 18762, 18,762. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Georgia. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you so much for the opportunity to do service on Team Thursday this month. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Rhonda R. from Georgia. I will now ask Linda B. from Canada to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie, and thank you for your service. I'm Linda B. from Ontario, Canada, a recovered compulsive overeater. Here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for allowing me to be of service for the month of March, and I will pass.
Thank you, Linda B. from Canada. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Please note this is the star key function only, star 1. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. You'll find us in the Roman numerals in the Doctor's Opinion on page XXVI. We're going to unpack today the third paragraph to study what the meat is there. The doctor's theory that I have an allergy to alcohol and ends with many things for which we cannot otherwise account. And I would like to ask Shelley E. to please read that paragraph and then talk about her experience applying that as recovery. Hey, good morning, Shelley E.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for everything you do. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page XXVI. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may, of course, mean little. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. I keep getting these great paragraphs. I never feel like I do them justice. But I remember the first time I read this, and it was actually at my first OA meeting, it was a complete aha moment for me. Well, first of all, I thought, allergy, what is this malarkey? I don't know what this means. But I'll be darned if I didn't go and look it up. And it was an abnormal reaction to the body. And I certainly have that when I ingest certain foods. And hypersensitivity to the reintroduction of that allergen. And I was shocked. I thought all that time it had been a willpower problem or, a just leave it, just walk away problem. And it was the first time I heard and really understood the theory, one is too many and 100 is never enough. I fell right directly in that category. All that time, I've been married, I don't know, 35, 38 years to my husband, and he is not one of us. And he can eat half a piece of cake and be perfectly satisfied, and I would just glare at him like I was just trying to prove a point. I know he wants that. And, you know, I would just be, you know, wanting it so badly. But I really didn't realize that what I had was different and that I was different. But once I got rid of my allergic foods, the clarity and the ability to hear the message and get the spiritual awakening was phenomenal. And it's because of that it's easy for me to get through my day now. And anytime that I do have a serenity problem, I know I go straight to my higher power and not to the food. You know, like they say, we're either going one direction or the other. We're going toward the food or toward our higher power. And I know for me, for today, I'm headed toward my higher power. And with that, I'll pass, and I'm open to feedback. Oh, I'm not open to feedback, but I will pass. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Shelly E. from Texas. The lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 3, page XXVI in the Roman numerals, chapter, The Doctor's Opinion. And that paragraph begins with, so you can locate it, the doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol, and ends with many things for which we cannot otherwise account. If you would give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state, and I want to just add that we do value everyone's experience here, and we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might have an opportunity to share as well, since we have such a great size meeting here. Okay, I'm ready to take some fellows' names.
Robin T. in Costa Rica.
Robin T. Did I hear Wendy?
Yes.
Thanks. Okay, Wendy, Colorado. Okay, great. Thank you. Star one, who's next?
Stephen G. in Toronto.
Stephen G. Okay, let's keep that time a ticking here in our favor and stop with this. Robin P., Wendy M., and Stephen G. You're up first for 3 minutes, Robin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Melanie. Thanks so much for all your service. I always love hearing your voice. It's such a blessing. I can always hear your spirit through your voice. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And, you know, I've always been told that allergy and addiction go hand in hand, and what I crave is what I'm allergic to. And once I get that allergic substance out of my body, I don't physically crave it anymore. I might emotionally crave it when I'm looking to fill a God hole or, you know, thinking that it can be my drug of choice again, but I don't physically crave it once it leaves my body. And it's so interesting to me about allergy and addiction with alcohol, with alcoholics. You know, alcohol is sugar, yeast, and grain. And that happens a lot of times that the next generation of a alcoholic can become a food addict or a compulsive overeater because it's sugar, yeast, and grain in a different form. So to me, it's so important to me. I'm a vegan and I'm gluten-free. Gluten for my body sets off such an allergy reaction. It's a depressant for a lot of people. It's poison. But for me, I notice a huge difference. So I'm gluten-free. I don't eat things that have the genetically modified poison in the seeds. I don't. And for me, my food is my medicine. And before it was my poison. And I don't eat poison today. And it's such an odd sentence to have to say, but there's so much poison in the food these days that I get to be discerning about how I feed this vessel that God gave me. And it's one day at a time, one meal at a time, and I'm so grateful. And, you know, I can feel the difference in my brain and in my body and in my spirit and my connection to God. And I'm eternally grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for A Vision for You. It's literally beyond words what it's done for me in every way. God bless all of you with a very blessed, abstinent day. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Wendy M. from Colorado, you're up for 3, and then Stephen, you'll follow.
Hi, good morning, Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Melanie, always good to hear your voice. Thank you for your service. And, you know, sitting here talking about this book, it's all divinely inspired. Like, how did we get here? What a miracle it is. And I just have to say the first line always makes me laugh. It says, we have an allergy to alcohol. The theory that we have an allergy interests us. Interests me, I'd say way beyond interests me. I'm like compelled. I'm obsessed. I'm like, yes, you are naming my experience. You are naming all of our experiences. There's nothing more satisfying in this world and in this program, frankly, that our experience gets named, that it gets explained. Yes, I shake my head profusely when I read the doctor's opinion because, yes, of course I have an allergy. I'm not weak-willed. You know, I don't have a strange disposition, and I just can't read the self-help books. No, I have an allergy. And the minute I read that in the doctor's opinion, I'm in a different world. This is a game-changing situation here. So it doesn't just interest us. Just like Bill says, I think, to Ebby, of course I'd have this thing. Of course I would. So, of course, it interests me. Just like when I'm with a recovered compulsive overeater and I can see the shiny, bright light in their eyes. That interests me. It's beyond interest. I'm desperate for it, right? Like, I have a problem, and this particular chapter tells me there is a solution to this problem. There's a way to treat this problem. Awesome. And then it says, as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. Again, it makes beyond good sense. It describes my exact experience with food my whole life. Again, how satisfying that is, that we can sit here together and read a chapter that names our experience. And then I love the last part. Again, I think it's tongue-in-cheek. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. Yeah, how do I account for the fact that once the bag is open, I will finish it to the end, even though my mind says I shouldn't, or the bag of Oreos, or whatever bag I'm opening, right? So how does that get accounted for? Well, these pages explain exactly how it can be accounted for. And again, so satisfying to name our experience exactly, because we know it's not weak-willed. We know we don't have some sort of weird disposition, you know, or whatever it is that we've been told or we think about ourselves. Finally, we read these pages and we say, oh, my God, this is exactly what happens to me. I have a twofold malady. I have a physical craving, and then I have the obsession of the mind, and it names it perfectly. And with that, I'll pass.
That'll be time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wendy M. from Colorado. Wanted to let you know in 3 short minutes, we're going to open up the lines to additional comments on the paragraph that we're unpacking today. You'll find that on page XXVI of the doctor's opinion, paragraph 3, and it begins with the doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us and ends with many things for which we could not otherwise account. And that lineup will start in 3 minutes, but until then, we're going to listen to Stephen G. this morning from Toronto. Star 1, please.
Hi, good morning. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Thanks a lot for your service. This vital piece of information that Silkworth has provided us with and saved millions of lives. The last line, it explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. This was a revolutionary piece of information for me. That changed my thinking from I'm a normal person but just have problems with willpower to I'm a very abnormal person, and I needed to know that and to accept it. And then I could take the first part of the solution, which is going to be described later, which is entire abstinence. The idea that there are certain substances, certain behaviors, and in my case, certain volumes or certain timings of eating that produce this phenomenon of craving. Craving not just meaning that I want to eat, I have to eat. A switch is flipped, and I become a robot, so that I will continue to eat until I'm stopped by just physical inability to eat anymore. And that makes me very, very abnormal. And I had to fully accept that until, and only then did I really truly grasp what I was doomed. And when I grasped that I was doomed, then I was willing to do the first part of the program, which is entire abstinence. And then it's going to talk about the second part of the program, the second part of the problem later, and the actual solution to the problem. But this was a key piece of information that has saved my life. And I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen G. from Toronto, Canada. Although we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order for others to be able to share their experience as well on this particular paragraph. But in the meantime, I'd love to take names and numbers. No. Names and states of those that are interested in commenting on paragraph 3, page XXDI.
Elaine S.
Dionne R. Elaine F like Frank. Oh, S like Sam.
S like Sam.
Dionne R. Great. Thank you for helping with that. Hi, Dionne. Got you too.
Jody E.
Jordan L. Thank you. Okay, let's go with those names. Elaine S, like Sam, Dionne R, Jody E, and Jordan L. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to be here. I'm not usually up quite this early, but I'm really thrilled to be here, and I want to thank everybody for their service. You know, what strikes me here is the hope that I feel from this. It's like, wow, I have a disease. I'm not a bad person. I can finally understand. Here's a book that was written that explains what's been going on with me, you know, all my life. And it's like, it just gives me so much hope because there's all these more pages of the book that are going to tell me the solution, show me the solution. And even without reading beyond this, I'm already getting so much hope before page one, so much hope because there's an understanding of my condition. I'm not alone. And as I continued reading the book and working the steps and getting recovered and relapsing and getting recovered and relapsing and recognizing that God is directing my life. Throughout these relapses, I have learned so much, and I'm able to share this knowledge, this experience, strength, and hope with others. And the words that come out of my mouth as I'm speaking, you know, in outreach calls and to sponsees are words for me to hear. Coming from God, not just for others, but for me to hear as well. I love this fellowship. It has just transformed my life into really a life of service, a life of peacefulness, a life that has moved away from pridefulness and away from my character defects. Never perfect. I'm a human being, but I see so much growth. And the joy of being part of this movement, part of this transformation of not only ourselves, but of the world as we're carrying out God's will. And with that, I pass. And this is Elaine S., recovered in Santa Barbara, California. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine S. Thank you. Next up is Dionne R. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you so much, Melanie, and everyone that's on the line. I just want to claim my good seat today that I'm so grateful to have. Oh, I am Dionne R. from Ohio, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, and the doctor's theory that we have an allergy. That gave me validation. Oh, my God, it separates the, let's just say, the wheat from the chaff. It made me realize that I'm not weak-willed. I'm not gluttonous and all that stuff. I became that. But that, I mean, I used that behavior, but that wasn't me. I had an allergy, a real sickness, and it says as layman, the first 100 is saying, as layman, our opinion to the soundness, of course, mean very little, but as ex-problem drinkers, we can say this explanation made good sense to them, and it makes good sense to me what the doctor's theory was, that I have an allergy that once it's in my system. It may not be everything for everybody, but once whatever I know my alcoholic food is, when it hits in my body, oh, wait. I've been through too many times, and many of my specialists say, Dion, you're a miracle to be here. You know, I'm grateful. And this is the thing the food was doing with me. I was killing myself with a knife and a fork on a daily basis. I'm going to try it this way. I just take a teaspoon of that alcoholic food, you know, or whatever. And it was, I was always back in food hell. And on June 23rd, 2012, I decided, got sick and tired of being sick and tired after 23 years of doing it my way in OA and blowing up like a balloon. But I didn't stop. And now I'm just grateful. That's why I stay in the middle of the, as one of my friends say, in the middle of the herd. You know, and I'm not trying to be, as one of my friends say, a rock star in Overeaters Anonymous. But I just want to carry the message so everyone can get it. And I know it's not for everyone, but it definitely for me and for the ones who want it. I'm here, you know, anyway. And the ones who do it, doing it and need help doing it, I'm here. So thank you all. And I do, one last thing, I want to apologize for last week. I had a episode, but I'm grateful that we're still here. And you got, and God allowed me to be here. And I want to thank you, and I'll pass with that. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dion R. from Ohio. Next up is Jody E. from California, and then Jordan, you'll follow her, and then we'll probably be able to open up again. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. Hi, everybody. This is Jody E., recovered in California. This idea, this theory that we have an allergy to alcohol is one of the cornerstones of my program today. And I'm so grateful also to A Vision for You for driving this home and for this doctor's opinion, which drives it home. It's a little trickier with the compulsive eating disease to determine what exactly those ingredients are that trigger this allergy of the body. And it's not an allergy in the usual sense of the word. We don't break out in hives or start scratching. But what we do is it triggers the phenomenon of craving. And when I ingest certain ingredients, I simply want more and more and more. And I become obsessed with getting those foods and ingredients that I crave. And my life becomes completely unmanageable. At first, when this idea was suggested to me, actually, when I first came to OA, it was not suggested to me at all. It was contradicted. But I had an instinct, I had a feeling like probably I should be abstaining from certain ingredients. But no one in my groups was advocating for that. So I had to actually leave Overeaters Anonymous and go to a sister program, 12-step program, where people were abstaining to finally experience the joy of that. But I wasn't willing to do that for quite some years. The idea of abstaining from my very favorite, quote unquote, favorite foods was terrifying, actually. So it took some time to become willing to abstain. But once I became willing, the freedom that I experienced from abstaining is so much better than the food. And as was said previously, my connection to my higher power is so much better as well. So hallelujah for Dr. Silkworth and this theory about the allergy of the body. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. from California. Next up is Jordan L. from Colorado for 3 minutes, and then we'll open up the lines again probably for a few more shares. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mel. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name's, excuse me. My name's Jordan Nell. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado this morning and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting. the doctor's theory. I love theories, mostly because I like picking them apart, which... Sometimes that's a character defect, and sometimes that's a character asset, but that's a discussion for another time. So the doctor's theory. So it's a doctor's theory, right? So it's got some credibility here, you know, that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. And for me, as a compulsive overeater, I'm reading this as an allergy to my alcoholic foods and behaviors, right? And so what I understand about allergies, about the definition of an allergy back in 1935 when this was written, is it was pretty simple back then. It wasn't necessarily characterized by specific symptoms the way that we might today. It was pretty simple. An allergy was an abnormal reaction to a substance, right? And so when I came into Overeaters Anonymous, that wasn't necessarily addressed right away, but eventually I heard about this abnormal reaction definition. And I started to think about what a normal reaction to food was and what my reaction to food was. And I saw that a normal reaction of food is that food would satisfy hunger. And then I looked at my own reaction to certain alcoholic foods or ingredients or behaviors. And what I saw was that there was nothing satisfactory about it. There were certain substances that I started to eat them and I got less satisfied instead of more satisfied. So more satisfied is a normal reaction. Less satisfied, that's an abnormal reaction. And what I saw was that I would get less satisfied and I would eat more and more and more, so much to the point that I would be so full, I'd actually be like sick to my stomach. Like my stomach can't physically handle any more. Yet I still want to eat more of this substance.
That's kind.
And I really got what that meant. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. from Colorado. The lines are now open for comments on paragraph 3, page XXVI, in the chapter of the doctor's opinion. If you'd like to comment, I'd take
this
first name, the first initial of your last
this
name.
This is Golda.
Perhaps. Hey, Golda.
Golda.
Lisa
in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer
next
T.
Up?
Lisa
Jennifer
B.
Jennifer T. like
Barbara.
Tom. Is that Jennifer T. like Tom?
Like Tom, yep.
Okay, fantastic. And I heard a Lisa and then a Barbara.
Barbara B. Jean S. from Utah.
Laura M.
Yes, let's go. Okay, Laura, let's put you on the end, then we'll see what happens with time. It looks like I might have time for perhaps 5, but hang in there, and we'll see what happens, okay? So let's see. Starting off with Golda H. from Israel.
Thank you so much, Melanie. I'm Golda. I'm a compulsive eater, a food addict. And what I remember is when I heard the word allergy years ago, when I started OA, whenever it was, I mean, it's been like 20-something years in and out. I remember feeling kind of apologetic about it. Like, well, this really isn't an allergy. I mean, you know, maybe we're rationalizing, but it's as good a word as any, I guess. And I don't know, I just felt funny about using the word because it didn't seem accurate to me, because to me it seemed like it should be you breaking out in hives or choking or something. But the way my disease progressed and the way I came in 6 years ago to another, you know, another food fellowship, it was no question that I have such a horrible physical reaction to certain foods. And like we shared, I can't stop. Not only can I stop, and it's physical, it's completely physical that I can't stop, but I remember like ordering a certain drink with certain sweeteners in it. And I remember while the guy's making it, right, I'm like, that's not going to be enough. It's just not going to be enough. So I got two large ones and moved them to the table. I said, this is not going to be enough. So this is before I even tasted it. So it is mental also, but that is an allergy. And I have no more. The way I came into the program, what, 6 years ago, it was scary. It was really terrifying. And I really am struck by the humility in the sentence. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may, of course, mean little. Like, who are we to validate a doctor's opinion? You know, we're not doctors. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that this explanation makes good sense. It's very humble. It's very unemotional, the way he puts it. You know, I'm very passionate and hysterical about it, but he's just putting it in black and white that we know what we're talking about because we go through it every day. You know, it almost killed us. So anyway, thank you. That's what I have. Thanks for letting me.
Thank you so much, Golda H. from Israel. Yeah. Jennifer T., you're up next, and then Lisa B. will follow you. Star one.
Hi, good morning. This is Jennifer T., grateful recovering compulsive overeater in New York. Thank you, Melody, and everybody doing service today at A Vision. You know, I really don't know more I can say other than what people have said, because this paragraph really was such a big aha for me. And the fact that it, you know, we can say that his explanation makes good sense because it explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. I was so baffled and confused about my behaviors around food. And I was told by experts, dietitians and other people, you know, oh, well, lose the weight and then you can moderate. Well, what is moderate? I don't understand this word. Like, but allergy, that I could understand. I had this aha because it explained finally for me why for all these years I had been restricting and then binging and then restricting and then binging and basically doing damage to my body and to my self-esteem and to my soul. I couldn't explain it, but this book explains it. I have an allergy. I happen to be a carbohydrate-sensitive person. I cannot safely eat those foods. And when I do, it triggers the craving. And once I start eating them, I can't stop because I have the mental obsession. I didn't understand. But now I do, because this book explains many things that I could not account for on my own. And so I'm very grateful this morning that we're in the doctor's opinion, and I'm grateful for the book because not only this paragraph, but many paragraphs explain things to me that I did not understand about myself and my own life before I started studying the book. Thank you so much for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jennifer T. from New York. Lisa B., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Barbara B., you'll be on deck to follow. Quick star one, Lisa B.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I am new here, so I'm kind of a little unsure of how to begin. Other than I've read the doctor's opinion at the beginning of a fellowship in December that is food related, and it's genius. I actually relate wholeheartedly to the allergy because when I turned 45, and I'm 47 now, oh, actually I was 44, I started to get a rash on my face that would flare up with specific foods. And I already was burnt out. I already had chronic fatigue, adrenal fatigue, whatever, all the physical ailments. I had brain fog. I had lots of physical reactions and mental unwellness, chronic anxiety and depression. And it's been a very, very long road learning through the fellowship that I was in that not only was I having trouble with specific foods, processed foods that were low quality, but the overeating aspect became really pronounced. And I got really sick last week with a specific food because I couldn't stop eating it. And I was in the company of other people. So I mean, that doesn't stop me. I can't stop myself if I'm alone or with other people. And I got really sick. And that's when I found you guys. And I just wanted to share that, you know, I take, you know, it's not an anaphylactic reaction, but it's definitely a strong physical reaction and certainly a mental and emotional reaction. And it's for real. And it's beautiful to frame it as such. And I just am so thankful for my health journey. I'm so thankful to discover this process of the 12 steps in order for me to shamelessly share this experience and to shamelessly listen to other people's beautiful truths, because they're very relevant. They really matter in the quest for balance and wellness in my life. And I wish that upon everybody else. Thank you so much for letting me share. That's all I have.
Thank you very much, Lisa B. Barbara B., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Jean S. will follow.
Hi, thank you so much for you guys to be here. I'm Barbara B. from Connecticut. And I would like to share, because I have a tendency to isolate myself, and I just want to try to get the problem, me and God, even with my sponsor sometimes, you know, I just feel a lot of control going on, and I really need to remember myself that it's a we program, and you guys are here, everybody has to share and to, you know, call the outreaches and do, you know, the work, and because then we help each other, we need each other. And this paragraph reminds me how I'm 47, and I denied sister when I was 20, when I found a way back in my country, and I just ran away. I wasn't able, I didn't have enough, I don't know, support of my own self and the spiritual to get into the program, and I ran, and, but then the seed was there, and I'm very grateful, but I have a lot of fear and a lot of shame to have a disease. And I sometimes don't believe that it's a disease. And I just get into like, oh, Barbara, you can eat this or that. Maybe you can handle. It's like, a lot of lies, and try to believe that I don't have the disease. So I'm very grateful for this book, because another day I had to read again this chapter, because I really need to admit that I'm powerless, that I have a disease. Like, I have a shrimp allergy and I don't eat shrimp anymore. So why not believe that I just need to find out for sure what are my foods, and that's it. And it's not anybody's fault. I don't need to be ashamed about it. I just need to rely on my higher power and any guys in the program and do the work. So thank you so much for you guys to be here. And, I'm very grateful. Thank you. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barbara B. from Connecticut. Jean S., you're up next, and then we'll probably have time for Laura. We'll see.
Good morning. This is Jean S., recovered compulsive overeater from Utah. And I have allergies that doctors have told me I have. I have one gene for celiac disease, so I must stay away from wheat. I'm lactose intolerant, must stay away from that. And I have reactions and my body realizes that. But this addiction of the body and compulsion of the mind that I've learned about in OA, especially with around my compulsive foods, has been fascinating for me. I'm a newly trained and newly working substance use disorder counselor. And in that profession, there's with addiction, there's a level of tolerance that where you can take more in and get less effect. And I'd heard that earlier from someone here on the line that, and this makes so much sense, less satisfied with more and more. And whether that be drugs or my drug of choice, which I do understand, you know, sugar is very much like alcohol and definitely a problem for me. But like an alcoholic, which is also in my family, we all have this twist, this addiction of the body and a twist of the mind. And I'm just grateful to know it, and I'm grateful for the plan of recovery, which includes God. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Jean S. from Utah. Laura M., your 3 minutes are starting right now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Laura M. from California, recovered compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yeah, come in, swing in.
Oh, great. It's my first time sharing at this meeting. I'm so grateful for its existence. You guys have really helped me in my program, and I can call myself recovered today. And that the paragraph that we read, that we listened to today and read in the big book, is one of the most important for me, because it allows me to live my life shame-free. And I don't know about you, but I lived with so much shame because I didn't understand that I had a disease, I had a compulsion, something that I couldn't control on my own. And now that I know that, and I have food neutrality, and my higher power walks before me, anything is possible. You know, I can go into any food situation and know that I'm going to be okay. And the freedom in that makes me cry. And just thanks to everyone who's doing service on this meeting, who's brave enough to share. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Laura M. from California, I believe. Well, thank you, everyone. We will take this opportunity to begin the process of wrapping up the sharing portion of our meeting and the recorded portion of our meeting, but hang tight. We're not finished. We have 10 more minutes of great stuff yet to come, so listen for Fran and Lois to lead on that behalf. But in the meantime, I'd like to ask Dion R. to please read from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we'll follow that up with a serenity prayer together, if you would like. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning. Hi, this is Dion R., everyone. Okay. This is Dion R., grateful recovered. Compulsive overeater, very grateful to be alive. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right and great. Events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as we trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I'll pass.